Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Musical Exile with Heidi Lee. And this time I'm doing something a little bit different by highlighting some of my very, very favorite rock vocalists. They all happen to be guys this time, not sexist or anything, just happen to enjoy their different vocal stylings. So I'm going to start off the show with a three-track block by Mr. Terry Reid. And some of you might not know that Terry was actually first choice to be the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. There's a lot of different reasons why it didn't occur, but I think once you listen to Terry, if you haven't, you'll understand why he was considered to be such a great vocalist, and still is today, actually. He's been known to appear around England, and more recently was at the South by Southwest Festival in Texas last year. Here is Tinker Tailor.
Something really stand there off the line. Oh.
That was Stay With Me Baby, probably the song that made me a Terry Reid fan. And before that was a tune called Mayfly. And I think it would probably be a good bet to say that Terry's probably one of the artists that is probably even better live than on tape. There's not a lot of live material out there as far as video goes for Terry, but I think if you check around YouTube, there's a couple performances out there. One on the film Groupies, which I think the bit with Terry pretty much probably makes it the only thing worth watching in that film. Anyway, we're going to move on now with my next favorite vocalist, Mr. Colin Blunstone from The Zombies. And we're going to start it off with Tell Her No and a little interview that I thought was amusing that I heard on Fresh Air a while back. Here's Colin Blunstone.
And I always remember this session because I was fast asleep when they finished, and they woke me up to sing Tell Her No. And in fact, there's a mumbled line in the middle of Tell Her No because I was half asleep when I was singing it. And I said, listen, guys, I better just do that again because there's this mumbled line. And they said, oh, no, that's fine. Don't worry about that. And I've heard stories of people who, in bands, who have been trying to copy our version of Tell Her No, and they've been desperately trying to work out what the lyric is. And I have to, after 15 or 30 years or whatever it is, I have to tell them, well, you shouldn't have bothered because it's just a mumble, so there is no lyric there, really.
Where is the mumble in the song?
I'll leave it to you to find out, because I can't remember off the top of my head.
Oh, come on.
No, I can't remember. It's something like, you play the song, and then I'll have a think about it while you're playing.
Okay, why don't we play it, you listen in, and then you tell us which the line was.
Okay.
Okay.
Hear this all the way from America. Yeah.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm.
Okay, that's all right. That's fine.
Tell her no, 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 no,
right.
No, 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 no.
That's it. Could you hear it?
Yeah, so it's the part
it's
yeah, go ahead.
It sort of sounds like don't love her love from your arms or something, but really it's
I always heard it as don't hurt me now from her arms, and I figured, well, I don't know what that means, but it's all right. I get the gist of it.
Well, what it means is it was a rather sleepy zombie who was trying to do his best, but was a little bit not with it. He was amongst those not present.
And if she should tell you, come closer. And if she tempts you with a charm.
Thank you.
the lights at the foot of the audience. Smile on her face, just taking in every glance. She loves the way they love her. She loves the way they love her. And she smiles. She loves every sweet talking lie. Drips on the wire as he's paying her a compliment. She loves the way he loves her. She loves the way he loves her. And she smiles. She loves every sweet talking lie.
Lovely tune there. That was This Will Be Our Year by Colin and the Zombies. Before that was She Loves the Way They Love Her, a solo tune by Colin that was actually written by Chris White and Rod Argent of the Zombies. given some help to their friend Colin there and during his solo stint. And Colin is actually still out there performing. He tours with Rod Argent off and on, and I think he'd probably be a pretty cool act to see if you're in the UK. I don't know if they get to America too much, but I think he's probably still out there singing away. Up next is Kevin Max, and he started out in a Christian band called DC Talk. And if you are aware of Christian music at all during the 90s, DC Talk pretty much broke a lot of ground in Christian music as far as getting videos played on MTV and such, and really becoming a force, I think, in that industry. What really stood out was the vocals of Kevin, to me at least, and I don't really listen to the Christian music genre much anymore, but Kevin is a voice that I just will always remember and probably continue to listen to because he's got such an amazing vocal delivery. And he's doing the indie thing right now, and he has a MySpace page and some solo albums out right now, and I'm going to play a few songs by him. The first two are from a musical that was done in the mid-90s called Canticle of the Plains, and to me it showcases some of his abilities, and there's not a lot of words I can use to describe it, but he has a really powerful voice. Here is If I Can Make It Work.
Sit on a piano stool and I make up songs for these men who come in with dust on their faces and mud on their boots from these places that I'll never go. I sleep in a rented bed with a woman who gives me what little I get of the love that we'd like to imagine is left of the love that we never did know. I slip out and scribble a note that reads like a million bucks. It's a 4 cent nickel from my dime store thief, but it sure reads good. And if I could make it work in life like it works on paper, if the love that I describe could be anything but words, then I would wipe my eyes, I'd drive this sink, I'd trade my pen in on a pair of wings, and I would fly if I could only make it work in life. And at the end of every night I add up the tips that account for what might not come down to a thing that amounts to a life. And the sum of it all, I'm afraid, is less than what I know I need to slip beneath the surface of my forgeries, where I buried my hopes, where sometimes my dreams still stir me and steal me away. And I can still hear Daniel McKay, of course, just like when we were kids. And I could tell you all about it in a song, but Lord, I wish that I could make it work in life like it works on paper, if the love another's got you in its throes. Even the summer's heat just freezes your soul, and the sweetest song, it just clanks along. And the morning dew just says goodnight, it leaves your heart undone. It doesn't do to try and understand. Nothing that's as good as love ever made a lot of sense. Like how the eagles fly and how the rattlers slide, and what it is that comes to bind a woman and a man. Love's as strong as death, my love, unyielding as the grave, relentless as the desert sun, and rivers cannot wash my love away. Alone, I won't let it wash away. And many waters cannot quench love. There ain't nothing left to soothe you when love has marked your soul the way the sun has marked your skin. And there ain't no way to find no shade when your soul's the very thing that feeds the blaze that burns within. It just makes your cold heart melt. Flames that burn as wide as the very flames of hell. So just hold on tight, 'cause it's a long wild ride when you finally find the grace to love another as yourself. Love's as strong as death, my love, unyielding as the grave, relentless as the dead.
Sleep.
that might have woken you all up a little bit there. That was from Kevin's 2004 solo EP, Between the Fence and the Universe. He's actually released a couple of solo albums since his days with DC Talk were over. And he's touring around right now in California, I believe, where he's taken up residence and doing the whole indie thing. Doesn't really do stuff from the Christian music genre a whole lot. He sort of just does music, because all in all, I think that's what everything is, you know. If somebody's following an Eastern religion and they sing music that's related to that religion, it's considered to be spiritual. But if somebody sings Christian music, then there's automatically this blinder goes up in front of people like, oh, don't want to be preached to, cutting you off, not listening. When in fact, it's just singing about your lifestyle and singing about what you choose to believe in. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. So, hopefully Kevin keeps on doing what he's doing, and I'd like to see him someday. I think it'd be great. He does a really amazing version, actually, of the Ballad of Greensleeves. I wish I could get that on MP3. It's really cool, live version of that. It's just like, whoa. Moving on now with a few songs from Steve Marriott, the lead singer of the Small Faces, my second favorite band. And we're going to start it off with a BBC version of What You Gonna Do About It.
Everything I
inside, a feeling that I could not see or touch or try to hide. My love is in and around you. Hey, I bless the day that I found you. So it's okay, I'm happy just to be with you.
That was Afterglow of Your Love there by Steve and the Small Faces. And I've often thought of how cool it would have been if Terry Reid and Steve Marriott might have worked together. Even just a little jam on stage live somewhere that would have been recorded would have been really awesome, I think. And, you know, what a little powerhouse Steve Marriott was. I mean, you know, it's sad that the world lost him so soon, because you can only wonder what he might have continued on to do, you know, after his work with Humble Pie, and, you know, if he would have done some solo stuff or got back together with the Small Faces, who knows. So, before I finish up this little episode of Musical Exile, I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and if you have any comments, questions, or concerns, feel free to email me at musicalexile@yahoo.com, or even visit me over at MySpace at myspace.com/musicalexile. And I'm going to finish it up with a song that I used to just hate when it was done originally, and now I absolutely love it because of the greatness of the Small Faces and Steve Marriott. So here is If I Were a Carpenter live. Thanks for listening.